We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
WYXR Memphis 91.7 FM.
And here's to all the tough girls. And here's to all the sensitive boys. We belong. And here's to all the rejects. And here's to all the misfits. We belong. And the geeks, and here's to all the made up freaks, yeah. We belong, and when the same old voices say that we'd be better off running away, we belong. All the mistakes and the blunders. We belong. And here's to all the fashion don'ts. And here's to all the Friday night home alones. We belong. And when the same old voices say that we'd be better off running away. We belong anyway. Diversity. We belong. We belong. And when the same old voices say that we'd be better off running away, we belong. We belong anyway. And when the same old voices say that we'd be
WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis and online at WYXR.org. A show called We Belong, and as you're hearing the song, We Belong, as sung by Namely Brennett from 2017. I would consider that my anthem. And of course, we're right in the middle of, we're kind of coming in the last couple of weeks of Pride Month. And of course, this is LGBTQ plus music, and a special guest in the studio, and we'll talk a little bit more about that later on. And in just a few minutes from now, I'm going to get the ball rolling with some new stuff from Hercules and Love Affair featuring Anne on this new album, just released earlier this week, called In Amber. Wonderful track. This is called One on WYXR, and We Belong.
I've come to know the taste of death. next round of our collaboration beers with Crosstown Brewing Company is ready. Take a walk down the tart end of the street, where soul music meets a fruity and flavorful sour beer with notes of pineapple, peach, and apricot. You can find the beer at grocery stores and other local Crosstown Brewing Company retailers. A portion of the proceeds goes towards helping WYXR and supporting community radio in Memphis. Visit CrosstownBeer.com for more information.
Thank you.
WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, and David Bowie from 1984 with the Tonight album. Actually, that was a song that was originally 7 minutes. I just decided, no, the 7-inch version, I never really listened to it. And that is Loving the Alien on We Belong, LGBTQ plus music. And I gotta turn up your microphone there. I'm in the studio. My name is Dee, and I'm here with Cola Posey.
You got it.
Hello. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, can you hear me okay? Am I talking into the mic properly?
You are. You got a set of headphones over there, too, if you want to enjoy hearing yourself.
Thank you. I'm in.
And we're going to talk about, I guess, inspirations, but let's start with the background of you. So, Cola, you're from another location in the Northeast.
It's true. I recently just moved to Memphis. So I've been here 9 months now. So I'm acclimating, getting used to it. Relocated for a job. I teach art at the University of Memphis. And, I'm relocating from Western Massachusetts.
Cool. So do you see a difference? Like, okay, so Western Massachusetts, the community that you were in, because it all depends, like LGBTQ communities are actually like in pretty large clusters up there. And then some there aren't, depends on what location you're in. So in your case?
Yeah, I think, I mean, it was, for me, I feel like I just got really lucky that a place that I got a job ended up being the place I think I needed in my life in that moment, because I'd grown up in Ohio in a very rural space, and I really just, like, it took me into my 30s to really kind of like find connection with people in a lot of ways, to find any sort of LGBT community, and you know, I was like, you know, finding that through like books and movies and music for so long, that was like, that was my connection. So yeah, getting to be in Western Mass, I was like, there are just queer people everywhere. They're on the street, they're in the woods, they're in their houses, they're in the classroom. It's just like, oh, right, of course. And just like the visibility was what I really needed to be around to feel like. I was like, okay, now I have like this boulder off of me, and I just got to be in a place that, you know, wasn't a big city, but had a lot of culture, and also feel like there still was, of course, still a need to, you know, be active in ways that kind of like push things forward and improve things. Like there's still always, you know, things to work on. So there's that's there too. And depending on what, you know, what sort of body and identity you occupy, you're going to be feeling that more or less, I think. So there was a lot of conversations about that, and that was, I think, really productive too. Yeah, that's where I'm coming from.
And do we see any contrast coming from Massachusetts and then all the way to Tennessee?
Right.
Oh, I should say Tennessee, but Memphis, which is better than Tennessee, by the way.
I cannot argue with you at all there. I mean, I think I have really loved Memphis, and I'm still, of course, getting to know the place, and I don't feel like I have as of yet earned any right to weigh in any sort of formal sense. And at the same time, it's like I'm figuring it out, like, and kind of trying to mostly like observe and tune in and listen to people and ask questions. But yeah, like differences in language, I think, are present. I think like I kind of had adjusted, I guess, to Western Massachusetts. I kind of felt like, I think it's fair to say that most folks out there would kind of like just like use the term queer as like the big umbrella that we all reside under. And I, of course, encounter here that's like, that doesn't feel so good for some folks here. So I'm like, oh, I really have to maybe be a little bit more thoughtful about how I use that language if it still feels to some people like it might be an insult here, or doesn't encompass their identity. So I'm like, okay, I think I'm still queer here. I don't think it changed, but I think, like tuning in and being present, paying attention to how other people identify, in their own terms.
And you did pick a good time to arrive, because things are just opening. You said just in the last year. So you, I guess you were teaching classes directly with students in the room. And new venues and things have opened. Venues have moved new shows are playing, and a lot of them. And then, of course, us here at Crosstown Concourse, finally, you know, you're starting to see people walk by the window. Of course, we're in Crosstown Concourse and in Memphis. And if you haven't seen it yet, it's a wonderful place to visit.
Yeah,
and then wave to the DJs.
I do. This is one of my favorite things about Crosstown, is walking by and, like, getting to look into the fishbowl. Like, what's going on in there? Who's playing what? What fun is happening? Crosstown, I think, is pretty dreamy space. But yeah, I think, like, I have a colleague who was hired the year before me, so showed up kind of like right as things were still all online. I had the strange experience of doing the whole interview process remotely and never getting to actually come here before I accepted the job. But yeah, I'm fortunate, I think, that I get to see my students face to face. In spite of the precariousness of that. And it's just, you know, teaching art is, I think it's challenging for everyone online, but I think online the tactile stuff gets a little extra weird. I think we could do it for a while and, like, focus on some other aspects, but you do it for a whole semester and it's like, oh, we really never got to address some things. And I think the big part of that that's missing is just, like, community collaboration coming together. Like, I think a lot of students, and I know myself, were like, we're lonely and we forgot how to be around other people, even though we desperately wanted that.
That's so true. And you did bring quite a few tunes here with us.
We're gonna
spin a few and talk about it. Like, some of these are our inspirations and things we like to listen to in general. We got a list of it, so we're gonna go back and forth with this kind of thing.
Cool.
We're starting off with Ivy Soul with Roller Coaster. So tell me a little bit about that.
I started off with this one because I'm like, let's just jump in real deep right away. The hardest one for me to talk about in some ways, because this song is so catchy and so fine-tuned and witty and smart, lyrically precise, and it's also, like, kind of triggering in a sense of, like, you're like, is this, it sounds so sexy and beautiful, and I'm also just like, I think, like, I'm really listening to the lyrics, like, I'm like, oh, I like this sounds like this could be, like, a relationship that, like, you know, when I think of being on a roller coaster in a relationship, I don't think that's the relationship I want. And I don't necessarily think that Ivy Soul means it that way. I'm kind of, like, bringing that probably my own baggage to the song of, like, there's an intensity to it that, I think about, you know, relationships that I've been in that haven't been the happiest or the healthiest, but that you stay in them because, like, when it's good, it's really, really, really good. And you're like, oh my gosh, this is the best relationship I've ever been in. And then when it's really, like, just terribly awful and it should have been a deal breaker and you should have got out of there and left, you're thinking about, like, the time when it's amazing. You're like, I can't go. This is the best thing ever. Sure. And that's what I think about when I think about this song. So I'm just like, and it's so interesting because from the point of view of, like, I feel like she's singing it from the point of view of the person who it kind of feels to me like is kind of driving the roller coaster. It feels complicated to me, but I love this song so much.
So I'm listening to the song in a different perspective. This is, I'm here with Cole Laposi and this is Ivy Soul with Roller Coaster on WIXR and We Belong.
So tell me, is it ready, baby? Tell me, is it ready, baby? So tell me, is it ready, baby? So tell me, is it ready, baby? This is roller coaster love. Can you take me high? This is roller coaster love. Leave your breath is every time. Tell me, is it roller coaster love? Can you take me high? Tell me, is it roller coaster love? Leave your breath is every time. You gon' hate me till you love me again. You gon'
your doorstep. Hate me till I'm getting undressed. Love me when you hear that door lock. Hate me till I whisper, don't stop. Hate me till I'm coasting on the top. Hate me till I'm coming down slow. Say I want more, and I'm topsy-turvy, gliding round these curves. We bumping, grinding, flying, pining, no tree. This is roller coaster love. Can you take me high? This is roller coaster love. Leave you breathless every time. A knock, knock, who could it be? Cause we fuss and we fight, but you can't get enough of me, yeah. You got plans to put your hands exactly where they need to be. And baby, that's here with me. So every time I take you low, every time I take you low, imagine how high we're bound to go. Oh, and I'm topsy-turvy, gliding round these curves. We bumping, grinding, flying, pining, no tree. This is roller coaster love. Can you take me high? This is roller coaster love. Leave you breathless every time. Roller coaster love.
We want to hear from you. Go to survey.wyxr.org and complete our listener questionnaire. Your response will help us evolve our mission, programming, and more. It will only take a couple of minutes. Survey.wyxr.org.
With her step, she's forever.
WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis and a Bachelor with Anything at All featuring I guess it would be called a super group when you have two people involved.
I think we can call it a super group. Okay. Yeah. I'm not going to argue with you.
And this is We Belong LGBTQ plus music, and I'm in the studio with Cole LaPosey.
Hello.
And we're going through quite a few songs. So you picked Bachelor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, we talked about this a little bit before. It is so hard to choose six songs of all the songs. It's like I'm never going to be on the radio again. So it's like a lot of tension for me. I was like, what six songs will represent me forever? But yeah, this one made the list, I think, because I was particularly thinking about songs that lyrically and perhaps also musically do something unique, and the lyrics in this song really jump out to me as being a way of talking about perhaps like the beginning phases of like infatuating feelings about someone or getting to know someone, and attempting to put words to like the incomprehensibleness, and there's something about it that seems like quintessentially like of the LGBTQ like sort of queer community, where it's like that just the hook of it, like she could have been anything at all, is like yeah
that was
expansive.
It's very surprising, like Bachelor is when they got together last year and they were kind of on hiatus with the other two projects, Palehound and Jay Sum, which is one of my favorite newer artists. And you know, it's always like they're not gonna have a second album probably. Mm-hmm. You're mm-hmm. always expecting that. It's kind of like Boy Genius not having theirs. I'd like to see another album by them.
Yeah, for sure.
In the future. So I picked two songs here. It's like and of course, yeah, and again, it was really hard to just focus on just a certain handful of tunes. This one I'm actually picking one of the new songs, a brand new album from Perfume Genius called Ugly Season. And Perfume Genius actually came to town, so in Memphis, to find any queer act to visit the city is really, really tough. Mm-hmm. So that was maybe about 6 years ago, and I know Serpent with Feet was on tour with Perfume Genius at the time. I think another artist was out there. I'm trying to remember, but it was actually my first exposure, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, and this was like kind of like coming out at the time, and this was a really good feeling, and I kind of immersed myself in the music, and obviously, and I became a gigantic Perfume Genius fan, and listened to the music all the time. And this new album is very experimental, even compared to the last one. So let's hear from Ugly Season. This is Pop Song on WYXR.
shoulder of pain and bury what's left. Harvest the pit and spit out the rest. Deliver our name.
This is Janet, host of Jaunt with Janet, Wednesdays from 4 to 6 p.m., bringing you new releases in the rock, pop, and electronic genres with a little bit of the old fused in, all here on WYXR Memphis 91.7 FM.
Home is only where the heart is. Pull the wool over the eyes. they started to show some concern, but by then it was too late. Feel it's time to pull away. Shut your ears to all they say. Be yourself, you know it's true, when in the end what's left is you.
WXR 91.7 FM Memphis, and I'm going back to 1983 with that one, A Soft Sell, from The Art of Falling Apart, and that was another one of my choices, like inspirations, where I didn't realize that queer artists like could be popular at like at a time in my life. I was like, well, this is interesting, and I am connecting to it. Mm-hmm. I'm young at the time. Mm-hmm. Super young. And Mark Almond, like it was just totally out there, 1981 hits and 1982, and Taint of Love becomes a gigantic hit. Mm-hmm. But before that, there were these videos, and just the outward appearance of just being gay, mm-hmm. Was not a thing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, this is interesting to me. And I like, how, why am I connecting to this? Yeah. And a lot of artists in the 80s, and they kind of stood out. Some of them were being more exploited, like Bronski Beat, when they started. Originally, it was supposed to be with the producer, Trevor Horn, who was trying to get them together and exploit them, make them wear T-shirts. Mm-hmm. They say queer and mm-hmm. Other derogatory terms at the mm-hmm. time. And, of course, they did it on their own and became... also icons. Mm-hmm. Like I could go down the list of all the 80s artists that were out there, and also they still had a tough time. Of course, Frankie Goes to Hollywood was the band that was eventually part of the marketing scheme, but it came out with two brilliant musicians from that band too. Mm-hmm. So
I have a question.
Uh-huh?
Do you remember, is the first time you heard that song, was it on the radio? Did you see something like on MTV? Did it really grab you and you were like, so what is this?
I was in Toronto at the time, so I'm Canadian. And we did have video shows on there before there was a Much Music, which is the counterpart to MTV. Okay. And you'd have to watch it at like 2 o'clock in the morning. So it's like little kids sneaking downstairs to watch the television set, and these videos would be on. They would not play them on the radio. There were a couple of stations, actually there were a couple of top 40 hits that were outwardly LGBT, and I played one of the songs a couple of weeks ago called High School Confidential, a band called Rough Trade. But still, they're, you know, you didn't hear them on the radio. Like, we do not want to put these kind of artists on the air. Mm-hmm. So, and then fast forward another 40 years and boom, we have so many artists that people don't even know that they were out or how they were living.
Right.
Which is, it is wonderful. And, you know, look at the top 40, look at the... I wouldn't say just top 40, but just any musician out there, different genres and people breaking through. And I know you have a couple of other genres on here that have LGBT presence, mm-hmm. and it's mm-hmm. just starting to build. So we're going to Taurus.
Right.
From their first, I guess that's somebody, is this the first album that was released?
I think this is the second one that it's off of, but I could be wrong. But I think part of what really excited me when I first heard Taurus's music was I didn't even immediately like identify it as something that I feel like the type of music that it is actually kind of reminds me a little bit of like remnants of like indie rock or grunge music. Like there's some tracks that feel like there's inspiration coming from those places. That is also kind of like, you know, I was like in middle school when that stuff was at its height. So it's like I'm like that still like connects with me in like a sort of visceral way. But the lyrics are very poetic, and I think you have to like really pay attention. There's definitely not any sort of like a pandering to a queer audience. In sort of like I have to fit in this sort of way to be viewed marketable by a record label to be queer in this sort of way. I think Taurus is just kind of like, this is the music I want to make, and this is who I am. But they might not collide in the way that would be maybe the most profitable. I'm not really sure. So there's like, I think when I look at themes through the music that I picked, I was like, oh, I think that there's some people like resisting the market, driving their work in some ways. And that's not to say there's anything, you know, negative about the stuff that happens to fit into those ways of expressing yourself. But I'm excited when people surprise me.
And you said, so this song is coming from 2015, and you said,
oh yeah,
like she was like out of that label, not selling well, and
yeah, I mean, I guess I don't know the full story behind it. I was kind of like just picking up bits of things from social media, and I think that either her contract ran out or her label dropped her. I'm not really sure. But wonderfully resilient, brilliant thing that she did, I believe, was she just like reached out to people who are following her on Instagram and social media, probably in some other capacities, people Patreon or whatever, and said like, you know, who would be interested in hosting me for living room concerts, mm-hmm. and did a tour of like basically kind of like anything I think that she could drive to from New York, and did a whole bunch of living room concerts. When I saw documentation from some of them, like fans did beautiful things to like set up a space for her to perform in, as far as like almost hosting like full on dinner parties and putting up like twinkle lights. But they really were incredibly small venues, and they weren't even like in somebody's backyard oftentimes. I feel like it really was like I'm just in somebody's little Boston living room, like very small living spaces. So I ended up being able to get a ticket to see her in somebody's living room in Connecticut. And I think there were like 8 or 9 of us there. And it was, and then the person who, I kind of got there and I was like, once again, I'm at a Taurus concert and like, I'm the only queer person here. But then I came to find out that the person hosting the concert, the person whose house I was in, was like one half of a lesbian couple, and we became friends. And I was just like, oh, like, I love how this is all so weird and unexpected and strange. And, it was like a really beautiful, memorable night.
I was wondering how everything ties together. And of course, fast forward half a decade, and Taurus just put out just one of the best albums mm-hmm. in the last few years from anyone, really.
Yeah.
That Thirstier album mm-hmm. is just mm-hmm. amazing. So we're going to go back to this one. This one's 2015, and this is from Sprinter and New Skin on We Belong on WYXR.
I'm just trying to take this new skin for a spin. Pray for me, would you? I'm just nervous about my family filing in.
ready to love me in this new skin I'm filling in. Who's that trying to speak for me? What is it? Child of God, much like yourself, you will find me right where I fell. I am a tired woman. In January, I will just be 23. In child of God, much like yourself, you'll still find me right where I fell. Who's that trying to speak for me? What kind of love do they claim to be? A child of God.
WXR Memphis and Taurus from 2015. We have room for one more. I'm in the studio with Cole LaPosey. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. I've had such a fun time. I wish it should just keep going, but I can get.
We will have a part two coming up pretty soon. This was fun. And going going deep into like the tracks that inspire us, and then we finally have one more song. Mm-hmm. And you do have the shirt for Angie Millay.
I did. Like, what should I wear today? And I was like, well, of course, I'm going to totally nerd out and wear my Angie Millay shirt, because I feel like of all of the artists that I am like super excited about, I think oftentimes it's like they're one of the ones that I just want everyone to know about. I want everyone to know. I want everyone to listen, and I want them to tour here, so let's do it.
And it's about time. And once again, that's Angie Millay, and we're going to hear In Your Eyes on WIXR. Thank you so much for listening. Stick around. Ionesco's in the studio with Musically Effective every Sunday at WIXR.